the Senate has proposed a bipartisan agreement aimed at toughening the asylum application process, expediting deportations of undocumented immigrants, and opening up more visas for legal immigration. Hello, Immigration Nation. Immigration reform? Will it happen? Will it help our community? Let's find out. All right, folks, imagine this. The immigration process is like navigating through a maze with blindfolds on, dodging obstacles and dead ends at every turn. But fear not, we're here to guide you through this labyrinth, one laugh at a time. So, what does this bipartisan agreement entail? The agreement proposes granting the government the authority to close much of the border if the number of border crossings reaches certain daily thresholds for a week. With a border emergency authority in the mix, think of it as having an emergency button for overwhelming migrant encounters. A quick response could be the difference. Now, the bill proposes to simplify the asylum process. Imagine this, instead of waiting years for a court date, decisions could be as quick as ordering a pizza. Well, almost. 6 months and you already know your destiny. That's what I call progress. Removing asylum from the courts would help the courts, and simply ensuring that asylum is addressed in 180 days, without anything else, would be a huge change. Remember catch and release? The bill seeks to change that network for a more secure cover, but don't worry, it's not all strict controls. There is a humane approach to ensuring that migrants follow the asylum process without feeling like a fish out of water. It is worth mentioning that the closure of the border is a big problem for immigrants arriving in the United States. Furthermore, tightening asylum and making it more difficult to comply with the first stage of assessment means that people will not be able to apply for asylum simply due to economic challenges. Another problem is that lack of court review of asylum decisions. We can't have an agency police itself. History has taught us that doesn't work well. But here's a nice slice of the pie. A combined total of 50,000 work and family visas would be added annually over the next 5 years, a path to permanent legal status for some, and even a special nod to our Afghan friends. It's like opening a lounge at the airport of life, without the fancy drinks. But let's not forget the fine print. Improve legal immigration, protect children from aging out, and ensure access to a lawyer. The bill guarantees legal representation for children under 13 years of age, a measure that is not only a humane gesture, but also logical in terms of efficiency. While the bipartisan agreement proposes several measures aimed at addressing migration challenges, it also raises significant concerns about its impact on the immigrant community and the system's ability to ensure effective protection for those seeking refuge in the United States. As this new process could deny asylum to individuals and send them back to danger based solely on an agency official's authorization. This agreement has generated mixed reactions. While some see it as a ray of hope, others consider it a storm threatening to devastate our dreams and aspirations. The deal was praised by President Biden, who said the bill will make our country safer, make our border more secure, treat people fairly and humanely while preserving legal immigration. But former President Trump opposes it, fearing it does not go far enough to protect our borders and deter those seeking to cross. But the question is, what do you think of this immigration reform? This agreement could change the course of our lives and define our future in this country. From accelerating the asylum process to the possible border closure, it's crucial that we stay informed about this debate. So, Immigration Nation, I invite you to share your thoughts, dreams, and fears with us. We're here to support each other on this journey. Remember, if you need legal assistance or simply seek guidance, don't hesitate to seek it. We're in this together. See you in the next update.
Hey, did you like the video? I invite you to watch another video where I share more tips on how to protect your reputation as an immigrant. Until next time.